The UN Refugee Agency has launched a major humanitarian effort in Erbil, the capital of Iraqi Kurdistan. Meanwhile, U.S. involvement there has surged with aid deliveries, airstrikes, and the arrival of hundreds of military advisors. Many Kurds say they welcome the increased international visibility. They've worked for such exposure, particularly through a growing Kurdish television and online media company. Yarivan Saeed is a journalist with Rudao, a news outlet based in Erbil. He joins us from the studios of NPR in Washington. Welcome. And I just wonder if you could first tell us a bit more about Rudao itself. It's been around for 6 years, but it really seems to be taking off now.
Yeah, true. It was just, started as a website and also a newspaper. But last year, we launched our TV, and the popularity of Rudao has really gone up since we have reporters across the different front line that Kurdish forces have been fighting the IS militants, and that has given us the first hand of what's really going on, and many other agencies, including Reuters, sometimes depend us for the facts on the ground.
Right. So you have almost 24 reporters across Iraqi Kurdistan, but also reporters outside of Iraq, Turkey, Brussels, London, I'm seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an office in D.C., actually, and we're launching an office in London. We have journalists in even South Sudan and European countries, and we're trying to expand. And our goal is to launch the English version of Rudao TV, and that should happen within the next few years. Mm-hmm. That's our hope.
Why these particular locations, though?
These particular locations are really influential in the term of politics. And also we have some reporters, for example, in South Sudan. South Sudan and Kurdistan region have some kind of similarity in the term of political history and the history of the oppression that the Kurds and South Sudanese have gone through under respective regimes.
That makes me wonder if you could tell us a little bit more about why media and having that voice heard is so important for the Kurdish people. Because I see that you are actually from Halabja, which back in 1988 was the site of the horrible gassing by Saddam Hussein of the Kurdish people. And you were just 8 years old at the time and actually had to flee to Iran with your family. So remind us first, do you think that the world's media paid attention to what was happening in Halabja at the time in 1988?
Very unfortunately, the international media did not pay any attention to Halabja. But Halabja event was known through some of the Iranian journalists who came into Halabja, photographed the dead bodies littering across the town. And, I was always thinking, if we had a media like Rudao to have covered the Halabja event, certainly hundreds of thousands of lives would have been spared, as it was in the case of Sinjar Mountain, where Rudao was the first media to report about this humanitarian crisis. Later stages, Halabja got attention from the international media, but unfortunately, because of the oppressive former regime that did not allow journalists to come to Halabja, that never got the attention of the world.
Right. Is that memory, or the memory of the consequence of not having a Kurdish media outlet to give voice to these things, one of the reasons why, as you were mentioning, Rudao was, the first media outlet or amongst the first to really broadcast pictures to the world of what was going on Mount Sinjar recently before the U.S. airstrikes when those tens of thousands of people were trapped there?
Absolutely. Rudao was the first to get on Mount Sinjar and report about there how all the people, women, children, they were desperate for food and water. They have remained there stranded. And Rudao was able to video this and then broadcast it. And then we saw almost every TV station around the world. They contacted us and they asked for permission to use the videos. And we believe that impacted decision-makings in London, in Brussels, and D.C.
Our account,
And we're hearing some audio there from Rudow's Mount Sinjar footage. But I imagine that this poses some complications, though, because I'm thinking of another Rudow video where an anchor is interviewing one of your reporters by phone, and the reporter's describing the scene. And he actually breaks down crying, saying that he's barely eaten in 24 hours, he hasn't seen his wife in 5 days, but that this is the exact same experience of all the refugees stranded there around him. And we have a little bit of the audio here, and you can hear both the reporter and the anchor getting very emotional. So that reporter is safe now, but isn't this one example of how Rudow reporters sometimes find themselves very much inside the story, perhaps too emotionally close to it?
Yes. So we were lucky to have him and talk to us. And I think, yes, he was emotional. That is true. And it could impact the objectivity of what is he's seen. But I think it could have impacted anyone. It was so horrible.
Mm. Well, how is Rudow being seen across the rest of Iraq? I ask because I see that the Kurdistan Tribune published an article that called Rudow an example of shadow media, or basically media that does the bidding of a political leader because of what it says are close ties to the prime minister of the Kurdistan regional government.
I think when you launch something and you become popular, certainly you would have other rivals that try to say things about Rudar, you know, government funded or is funded by this individual. But we are not funded by KRG. We are not funded by the prime minister. We are just, you know, private sector, and we are trying to do everything to be as objective as possible. And we have made lots of investigative reporting into the government that the prime minister is leading. And I think generally people have been really, really happy about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Yerevan Said is a journalist with Rudow, the Kurdish web and television news outlet. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.